Hey guys, it's Alex from the Tripod. Welcome back for another week of NRL punting. Like we do every single week, we break down every NRL game every week from a betting perspective. So we're going to break down week 22 this week. Last week, we did have another winning week. We went 13 wins, 11 losses, which makes you a tiny little bit of money. I'll just get Jacob in here and we can get the pod started. We went 13 wins, 11 losses, which isn't terrible. But certainly not by our standards. It's not great because we usually are, we're sitting at about 70% for the season on spread bets, on 50-50 line bets. Just got Jacob in here. How are you, champ?
Yeah, mate, I'm pretty good. Probably not as good as you. I think I'm sweet. Thanks, mate. Yeah, pumped for another good pod. As you said, 13-11 is not good by our standards, but, you know, any weekend that you do make a slight amount of money against the bookies, you got to be happy with.
Yeah, absolutely right, mate. I've had a busy fucking day. As you know, this will be my last pod for 3 weeks. I'm going to Thailand tomorrow for a few weeks. And we got everything packed today. Thought we were leaving at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. So got everything sorted and then just found out it's not till 11 at night.
Oh, mate, you've gained 12 hours on us. I might have to adjust my market of over under 1.5 ladyboys you can hook up with on this trip. Yeah. I mean, people need to understand you do have a lovely partner. But you are a liberal. Yeah, you're a very liberal couple. And I mean, I once heard a famous saying that, you know, going to Thailand and not hooking up with the ladyboys like going to Turkey and not having a kebab. So, three weeks.
You never want to do that.
No, you've got to have a kebab. You've got to eat. You've got to eat. And speaking of eating, I guess we'll get into the round. One more kind of wrinkle. We've got some sweet offers this week. We've got Crown Bet offers for pretty much everyone who doesn't live in the nanny state of South Australia. So that's pretty exciting because that's something very new. We can get big offers for just about anyone. And you'll find that in our group. I don't know if you've mentioned it. Yeah, the pod 2.0. Yeah, the pod 2.0. I'm sure there's a link in this video description. And then something that we haven't done before, but we should. I'll just try and remind you now so we don't forget. Probably our favorite promo of the week. Best value, it's cashback promo, is the one UBet's running. And we've got links with UBet now because we couldn't ignore the value that they were giving out. If your team leads by 6 or more at any stage of the game, you will get cash back if you don't win the game. And that comes into play like every single week. So if you can pick 5 or 6 out of 8 winners, you're going to win money. And if you maybe those 1 or 2 or 3 losses, you know, maybe you had a 6-point lead. It's not hard to get a 6-point lead. We've seen teams run down from 14, 16, 18 points this year. So what we might do is just also mention which side we like for head-to-head value, which we don't always do. But, I mean, let's get into the other markets too.
Yeah, definitely, mate. And, I mean, we're round 22 now. There's only 5 rounds left at the pointy end of the season. And, I mean, more so than any, now is the time where the 3 famous words, motivation, 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 in the world of sports betting. There are teams that are fighting for a top 8 spot. There are teams that are fighting for a top 4 spot. And there are teams that are completely out of it. And that's what you have to look for. You have to look for motivation in these last few weeks of the season because that plays a very big role. And we say it every week, as much as you think that they're professional sports athletes, they put in 100% every game. It's just not the case. All right. So should we get stuck into the round, champ, Thursday night? Thursday night, we've got the Bulldogs hosting the Eels. The Bulldogs are 6-point underdogs and the total 34.5.
Yeah, and you mentioned there's not every week teams don't put in 100%. Look no further than the Bulldogs. In the last month of footy, their form's been sketchy, to be really kind. That's the issue that you have when you bet on the Bulldogs, and that's why most punters have absolutely given up on the Bulldogs. I mean, I haven't seen anybody this week proud to be a Bulldog supporter, apart from that terrorist bloke. He was proudly wearing his Bulldogs
jersey.
Yeah,
he was.
But other than that, he's the only bloke left wearing a Bulldogs jersey that I've seen. But you know what? This is actually the strongest side.
That's how bad the season's been.
Yeah, well, we won't get into politics or anything like that. But, this is the strongest Bulldog side that I've seen them actually put on the park all season. I think giving up on Leecher, although he's still in the 17. Mbaye, I don't think, isn't a great playmaker. But at hooker, he actually is probably more useful than he is in the halves. So they bring Frawley into the halves. You've got a healthy Reynolds. You've got the full forward pack back with James Graham, who's actually just laughing at this podcast as we speak. So shout out to James Graham. He's back. And I mean, the full back row is still some solid players there. Obviously, blokes like Clemmer and Jackson, Origin level players, and Adam Elliott, probably future Origin level. Now, you mentioned the total 34.5. That's ultra low, and I've even seen that under is the favourite there, and I've seen 34 as well. That's because of rain, and, you know, that just totally suits the Bulldogs here with a stronger forward pack. You know, the Eels, the one big advantage they have is that electric back line, and we saw it last week. We were all over them against the Broncos. They're not going to be able to play expansive like they did against Brisbane, and they're not going to play their style of footy, which is a track meet. I honestly think that the Bulldogs, if they show up, can win this one. And, you know, a bet that I actually really love is to take the Eels, I think, under 20 points. I think they'll be flat out to score more than 20 in wet conditions. And don't forget Mitchell Moses kicking as well.
Yeah, true. He is a bad kicker. And, yeah, like you mentioned, rain forecast for this one, and that is why the total's so low. So don't see a 34.5 and think, fuck me, then I'm running out to bet on the over. Mate, the issue I have, you say that if the Bulldogs show up, that is a huge if for me. And they're completely out of it. Paris sitting in, what, sixth place now. Now they've got some belief. They beat the Broncos. They're coming off a big win. I know that's, you know, we don't like to bet on a team off a big win like that against the Broncos in prime time. But for a team like the Eels that now has some belief that they can possibly make the top four and their run home's pretty easy, they've got to look at this game against the Bulldogs and say, let's fucking get the job done. They're not going to come in complacent. So that's the issue I have with taking the Dogs. I'm not laying 6 points with the Eels, I'll be honest, because it's wet weather. But yeah, like you said, if the Bulldogs do show up, then getting an Eels team total under could be the way to go, because I don't want to take the points with the Dogs because I just don't trust them scoring any points. I mean, they scored an average of like 14 points this year. And against an Eels defense that's pretty solid, I don't see them scoring, you know, 20 points or anything like that. So the only way that I could play it is, like you said, because the line's probably a touch high in wet weather. And if the Bulldogs do show up with their defense, they could keep the Eels, you know, to under 20 points or something like that. But I don't like to play the plus six. I prefer to play para under just because, you know, I don't trust the Doggies to get to 14. Friday, early game, we've got the Dragons hosting the Rabbits. Dragons are 6.5-point favourites and 39.5 the total.
The Bunnies really let us down last week, and we had great value on them because we got them, I think, catching 4.5 points. Actually took minus 5.5, getting like $3.50 odds. They came into favoritism in that game and then proceeded to play one of the most putrid 20 minutes of footy you could possibly play. If they didn't drop the ball in the first four tackles, their fifth tackle option was fucking woeful. They couldn't figure out who you get the ball to. They couldn't get a kick away on the fifth. I don't think they completed a set in the first 15 minutes. And they were lucky to only be down, I think, 8-0 after 20 minutes. But it was just ugly from go to woe in that one. And the issue with this game is I just don't know what kind of Bunnies team is going to show up. Now, on the other hand, I do actually expect a really guts and kind of real steely performance by the Dragons. Very disappointing for them. And I know that the calls didn't go their way, but they've got to be disappointed in themselves for not being good enough last week against the Knights. And we'll get to the Knights later in this pod. The Knights actually are not bad and at home can be quite formidable, dare I say it. But once again, if I talk about, you know, one of the strongest sides you can put on the park, this is close to the strongest Dragon side they've had. They've got all their forwards back, missing Ewan Aitken, but having slotted Dufty in the fullback position, he definitely did well a couple of weeks ago against Manly. The Dragons are the only side I could look. I mean, we have two of the best goal kickers in the comp, and I'm seeing quite a low total in 38.5 in places. And I mean, with the Bunnies not really caring that much, teams could throw it around. I think the Dragons only scored 14 against the Knights. They should be looking to score at least 3 to 4 tries in this one. And the funny thing about the Rabbitohs, you don't think they've got anything to play for, but you've got Sammy Burgess playing with busted ribs. You've got Crichton playing with a busted foot. So you just do wonder, is that going to lift the boys? Certainly didn't last week, but I am wary of that Rabbitohs side.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And I think, yeah, we were all over the Rabbits last week. And like you said, we had a good line there and they just did not show up. And whether they just fucking shit the bed for the rest of the season is yet to be seen. But the Dragons, yeah, I do not want to go against the Dragons in this one, coming off a horrible loss to the Knights. And, I mean, now their top 8 spot is in, you know, not in jeopardy, but, it's not as rock solid as it was, you know, last week with the Raiders winning, the Panthers winning, that sort of thing. So the Dragons is the only side I can look for. I don't want to lay 6.5 points. I think this one sails over the total. I think 39.5 is super low. Plus, you have two of the best, you know, goal kickers in the comp. I think this one goes over.
But because I like the Dragons more as a side, I'd be looking at a Dragons over it. And I mean, you'll be catching something, you probably get something under 24. And, you know, with Widdop kicking, that's four tries, you know, he can easily convert all of them, one of the best goal kickers in the comp. So that's the way I'm leaning. I think 39.5 is too low in this one, especially when you have the added chance that the Rabbits do actually just fold the rest of the season. This could be the match to the round. Friday night, Cowboys plus 5.5 points at home, hosting the Storm, 38.5 the total.
Yeah, it's the match of the round if the Cowboys can bring their best, because we know what we're going to get from the Storm. We get it every single week, and that's just an absolute clinic. Now, you know, let's not discount the fact that they will miss Munster there, so they'll have Riley Jackson in the halves. But to bring Billy Slater back into that team, they're just such a well-oiled machine. And we say every week we really don't want to go against the Storm. And then I look at it, and I think that taking the Storm minus 4.5 is square in this game. I think the Cowboys are in a really precarious position. They're not locked into the top eight yet. I think they're on 26 or 28 points. I think 28. So they're actually still, you know, equal with sides that are fourth. But at the same time, you need to get 30 points to make the eight. And I think next week they're on the road down in Penrith. The week after, they play the Sharkies. That's a really tough kind of murderer's row after just playing Roosters last week for the Cows. Now, if they can't win this one at home, it's going to be very tough for them to win many more games this year. I actually still like the Cowboys' lineup, and I think it is still strong. People need to understand that, like, yes, they've moved on from JT. They do still have playmakers, and, you know, they did win four in a row, or I think three in a row after JT went down. And I think penalties really just weighed on them last week against the Roosters. Weight of possession, and the Roosters got them with a couple of really quick tries. But they were in control in that game. They were up 16-6 on the road to the Roosters. You know, we've got to pay attention to that. Then I kind of go, what are you doing? I'm talking myself into like Cowboys plus 2.5 at halftime. And then I say to myself, do I really want to bet against the team that I just said earlier in the group, maybe the strongest NRL side I've ever done, I've ever seen. And what it leads me to is an under. I think I know the Storm can.
Cowboys
absolutely get the defeat. That's the way I'm leaning. This game, stone cold under.
Yeah, it's a stone cold under. There's actually two stone cold unders this week, and this is one of them. And what's even odd, I like actually even more, and I know that you said, and you might be right, the Storm is arguably one of the best teams that, roster-wise, we've seen in our fucking lifetime since we've been watching footy. But this is how I see it. The Storms, they're not going to be complacent. They just towed up Manly 40-6. But what I do look at is the Cowboys giving up a 16-6 lead and losing that one. They're going to be aiming up. They're going to be focusing on defense in this week's training, I think. I think they're going to come out with a point to prove. I think they're going to try and slow the game down a little bit. And like you said, it leads you to an under. And I think you've got to take the Storm team total under, despite, you know, it being 38.5. I think this is going to be a grinded out game. I think the Cowboys aim up in defense. And I think, you know, the Storm probably still gets a win. But I prefer to take a Storm team total under than catch the points with the Cowboys, because I could see this being a fucking 16-8, you know, win to the Storm or something like that, where you do cash the Storm under, but you wouldn't have cashed with the Cowboys line. Now, speaking about stone cold unders, this isn't one of them, in my opinion. The Knights catching 3.5 points at home against the Warriors, 41.5.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually going to say, I think we're definitely going to agree with each other. We haven't spoken about these games, but it is funny the way that we think probably too similarly sometimes. And that's why I'm absolutely appalled with the sick shit that I know you're probably going to do in Thailand, just because I know how you think. But we can get over 42.5 for this one, Knights Warriors. I know a lot of people probably are cringing right now thinking we're going to take the Warriors. I'm here to tell you, I've looked at this closely. I only want the Knights in this game because I know what I'm going to get out of them. And people might say they've only won four times in 2 years, but I mean, they don't have a terrible side, honestly. Like blokes like Gagai, as I said earlier, someone laughed in our group when I said he's the form outside back in the comp. He went on to be man of the series for Origin, so give us some credit for that. And Nate the Ross Dog, I mean, Danny Levi's playing well, Hodkinson back in there, Brock Lamb, as terrible as he has been as a young kid. I really like the addition of Jamie Bura and like the Safidi brothers are beasts, and so is Sione Matautia. So I actually like what the Knights have to offer, not to mention Cunny Dow joining that side. Whereas the Warriors, the Warriors will probably still surprise people once more this season and just lift and probably, beat someone and blow them out. But it's, I don't think this is the game they're getting excited for to go out and play down in the Hunter. So I think it's all about the Knights. Now, you said you love the over. I think if the Warriors are to win, it'll just be from throwing it around. They're not interested in going down to Newcastle and defending. So they'll be out. But the best bet you can find is Knights over 18.5 points. And that's on 365. Best bet right now, because I've seen that total at 21.5 as well in other places. So here to tell you now, best bet, Knights over 18.5, because yeah, they could lose and still score more than 20 points. It could be one of those type of games. Do you agree with me, the Knights are the side in this one as well?
I do. Yeah, I do. And there's a few reasons for it. And I know with the good teams, like if a really good team goes on a losing streak, we've talked about losing streak theory before, and they lose a bunch on a trot, and then they finally win one, then that you often like to bet on in the week after, because, you know, there's a pressure, there's weight off their shoulders. They're not, you know, worrying about getting that first win to get off the monkey off their back, and then they play a bit more free-flowing footy. I think this is fairly similar with the Knights here. I mean, you know, not like it's similar pressure to a top team, but, I mean, just losing week after week after week, the players have got to be down on themselves. And to finally get a win over a pretty red-hot Dragon side, I think they're going to come in here and fucking put on a good show for the home fans. On the flip side, if the Warriors can't show up at home against the defending premiers, what fucking chance do we have of them showing up against the fucking cellar-dwelling Knights in Newcastle? And when I say show up, usually when teams fucking want to try in a game, the defense steps up. So I'm not saying that the Warriors won't score points. They'll just be lackadaisical in defense. They'll throw the ball around a little bit more, and I think there's going to be a lot of points, but they're not going to be, you know, chasing for an 80 meter chase down as hard as they normally would if their season was on the line still. So I'm close to, it's taken me 22 rounds. I'm close to saying I'm fucking done with the Warriors. The Knights are the side, the overs the side, and we need to look at every possible iteration of that. Saturday, Titans. Oh, what a letdown last week. Titans plus 5.5 points at home, hosting the Broncos of Queensland Derby, 41.5 the total.
Yeah, you say Saturday. That previous game was a Saturday arvo, and I don't know about you. I just get the feeling that day games have more points in them. They seem to in night games. Maybe the players don't get as parched and, you know, just don't make those mistakes sometimes in the warm. And I think when it's a beautiful sunny afternoon, teams just, like, let it sing a little bit more.
And just I think a warning, also, like, this... just the sun's out. You know, you don't have the lights. It's easy to catch bombs, that kind of thing, and it's a dry track. The sun's out.
I started this pod with 38% battery. I just got a warning I'm on 10%. So at that rate, my phone has the heart of the Warriors. So if I cut out, don't panic. Just close it out without me. I'm going to have to barbecue alone for the next 3 weeks myself. This one is a game that everyone's expecting to be a huge one. Titans, Broncos, you know, it's probably the last meaningful game for the Titans this season. So it's definitely one you'd expect the Titans to show up for. But how disappointing were they last week to lose by 20 when the season's on the line to the Tigers? One of the reasons they did lose to the Tigers is because they were so devastated from the week before when they outplayed Penrith, down, you know, at the foot of the mountains and didn't get the win. And now I think they will still be a little bit demoralised. They know their season's over. They can try all their best. But I actually think that the Broncos are just too good for them. I think the Broncos are going to wash that loss to the Eels off in the shower. But they know they're better than that. They know they just got caught napping against the Eels team that they kind of, I wouldn't say disrespected, but underestimated. I actually think Hunt to the 9 can work because he has played a bit of utility in the past for the Broncos. I think he will give his best efforts there. I think they're lucky to have a bloke like Nick Arima that can move into the halves. He's probably one of the best backup halves in the comp. Ultimately for me, that the Titans outside backs, now they've lost Hurrell, they just don't have enough for me. I know they've got Jarryd Hayne, but you can't even guarantee that he's going to, you know, have a good game because you just don't know if his heart's really in it, to be honest with you. And the Titans have a decent forward pack, but I think they do miss McQueen as well, the mongrel that he brought, even though Proctor is back. This game kind of shouts a little bit under at me as well because the Broncos can defend well. They conceded a lot of points last week. They'll aim up in defense. The Titans have to bring a better effort than they did last week, and it's a meaningful game. They should defend. But even more than that, as I say, I like Brisbane. You can play the Titans team total under 18. I don't see the Titans getting to 20 points in this game. I think Brisbane are class above, and they know they're playing for top four. What are the Titans playing for?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And, I mean... this one's easy for me. I looked at this one and the line's under 6. I think we hate laying points in the NRL, but I think we have to take Brisbane. And not only because they're off a pretty big loss to the Eels, who, you know, in all reality, we were all over the Eels last week. I think we had about 6 best bets on the Eels. We knew they were the side. But the reason being is because the Eels are actually underrated. People, you know, overrated the importance of Gutho there at fullback when they can just slot French in there. So the Eels actually played better than... They played really well. So take nothing away from the Broncos there, but that's a prime time loss. So the public doesn't want to bet on them anymore. Contrast that to the Titans. That is the ultimate dream crusher. You got short turnaround. You just lost to the Tigers, but that ended your season. That ended your season. And I don't care that it's a Queensland derby. Yes, they may show up, but in the back of their minds, they know they're completely out of the finals. They've gone home. They get to chill at home with their family. They probably have a few fucking beers during the week because they know they're out of it. I don't like the Titans in this spot at all. I like your Titans under. I don't know if I can play the game under just because I think the Broncos could blow them out. This is a horrible spot for the Titans. Saturday night, Sharks Raiders. Sharks are 5.5-point favourites at home, 40.5 the total.
This should be a good game. I'll keep it pretty brief. I do expect the Raiders to win this one. Look, there's 5 games left. They're on 20 points. 30 points should make the 8. You know, there's a scenario where you could actually get 30 this year and miss out on points difference. But they definitely still believe they're going to fight tooth and nail. We made that mistake last week of thinking they may have given up because we thought they might have had the letdown from the Storm loss 2 weeks ago. But no, they still believe that their season's alive. They came out and got the job done against the Bunnies. It's still a frightening lineup. I'm going to give the Raiders one more chance here. You know, I actually think that, like, on paper, they've got the talent, they've got the younger players in their prime that can absolutely match the Sharkies all the way across the park. If I look at the total, I just never really want to play the Raiders under too much, but I do expect max effort from them, which means they'll defend well. And it's the Sharkies' hallmark to always try and win the game in a grind. So I could probably only look to under 40.5 as well in this one. So, yeah, slight lean to the Raiders, but also one where if things go the Raiders' way, you almost just want to bet them to win. I've already actually taken them at $2.85 to win because it's one of those things where if things don't go their way, it wouldn't surprise you too much if they did lose by 6 or more.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've got a slight lean to the Raiders. Just because, yeah, I mean, I said all year that I think the Sharks are a little bit overrated, but I'm actually on the flip side to, well, I'll talk about the side first. I do like the Raiders. Now that, you know, the Dragons lost last week, they have a sniff at the 8. I mean, they're only, you know, now they're only 2 games back off 2 teams, off the Panthers and the Dragons, you know, and I think they have a similar points differential to the Panthers. So, I mean, they're still going to try in this one. They're not out of the 8 by any means because they've got 2 teams that they could possibly catch now. In regards to the total, I'm actually leaning over for this one. I think, you know, last week the Sharks and Warriors played a game in absolutely torrential downpour. So I think that subdues the stats there a little bit. But the Sharks can certainly put on points. They've got some lightning. They've got some lightning backs in that team. And they've got Jack Bird coming back in. Now, contrast that with the Raiders. You know, last week they didn't have Papali. They didn't have Rapana. Yet they still put on 32 points. So I think that's going to be a boost to them as well. We know how many points the Raiders can score. I actually think 40.5 is pretty low for a Raiders side that we know can put on points and a Sharks side that's pretty much fully healthy now as well, except for Maloney, obviously. So maybe like
try. Yeah, so, but or you could take the Raiders over 16.5, just take the Raiders team. Definitely. And even though you do maybe like the total over, it is kind of low. And that reminds me of another one of the best bets of the week. I think you'll agree with me to make this the best bet right now because these odds will drop. Bet365, you can take the Sharks to score 3 unanswered tries, no. And you're getting $1.80 odds on that. If the Sharks do score 3 unanswered tries in this game, that's most likely with Maloney's boot 18 straight points. If they score 18 straight points, they're going to cover the line in this one. It's that simple. The Raiders are playing for their season. The Raiders won't concede 3 unanswered tries. So that's a winner for me. We did the same thing last week with the Broncos. We actually made Bet365 take down the market completely. And of course, the Broncos didn't even score 3 tries in the end. They only scored twice. So it was a great bet. It's a great bet again this week.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I totally agree with you. All right, this is co-match of the round, I guess. You've got the Seagulls plus 2 points hosting the Roosters, 40.5 the total.
Shame you're going to Thailand. There's actually a bunch of great matches on
this
weekend.
I know, it's a good
weekend. And look, we know that the public would like the Roosters in this one, but, you know, I keep my eye on the team list. I still see no Boyd Cordner. Jake Friend named in the 21. but not in the 17. So, you know, 50-50 maybe whether he would make an appearance and whether he'd play 80, probably not. I tell you what, this is Manly's season, I honestly believe, and at home, and I really want to take Manly plus 2.5. I actually already played the Roosters at Pick'em because I just knew the odds were going to move. But now I would actually play back on Manly because I think, you know, they're actually reasonably healthy. I think things just went from bad to worse against the Storm, and they just kind of dropped their heads at the wrong moments. And if any team will capitalise on that, it's the Storm, and the Storm just ran up a bunch of tries on them. And I think that they're just so embarrassed. They've conceded 16 tries in 2 games, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, they have to come back here. And the Roosters are still not full strength. We mentioned it last week with no Gordon. And, you know, they lost Cunnydale a few weeks ago too. The Roosters are the better team, but Manly's the healthier team. Manly's the more desperate team. Manly's at home and catching 2.5 points. That's a side for me. But I know you're going to say it's a stone cold under, and I agree with that too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I totally agree with everything you said about Manly. Manly's the side, the season's on the line, the public's jumping off on the public's jumping on the Roosters after last week's win. So I'm with you on Manly. It is a stone cold under. It's the stone coldest under of the fucking week. You've got Manly coming off, 52-22 absolute thumping against the Dragons. You've got Manly coming off a 40-6 loss against the Storm. Don't tell me that they are not getting defense drilled into their fucking brains for every minute of this training week. Then contrast that with the Roosters. I actually think the Roosters will aim up in defense as well. They don't want to start slowly like they did last week. I mean, they nearly let that game get away from them against the Cowboys. The 16-6, you know, you don't win those games too often. So I think they'll come out, you know, it's just 40.5 is way too high for a game like this. You know, I was picturing this somewhere around the 38 kind of mark. So I like Manly, I like the under, and we'll look at iterations of that, maybe a Roosters team total under or something like that, because both teams don't have very good kickers, you know, like the Roosters' number one kicker is gone, and, you know, Manly's never really had a good kicker, so it's a dead nut under this one. And if your battery survives through the Sunday Arvo game, Panthers are 10.5-point favourites, 41.5 the total.
It's another one that I kind of thought to myself, it seems to shout overs at me because yeah. The Tigers, you know, we played the Tigers game over last week and it didn't work out for us, but I think that was just because the Titans were so pitiful. But with the Tigers, you don't know what to expect, but you know, you think that since they don't care that much, they'll throw it around. And Panthers certainly capable of scoring a few tries. But the more I thought about it, if we need 42 points, we really need the Panthers to score at least kind of 26 of them. Because how many are the Tigers going to score in this game on the road with Lola here goal-kicking and with Penrith in ninth position and needing the game like blood? And that's what made me realise, yeah, I don't actually see the Tigers getting many more than, say, 16 to 18 points. So really, I probably think that the line's about right. I do think Penrith will get the job done here by a couple of tries. So they're an absolute lock for your multis or, you know, as close to a lock as you can get in the NRL. And yeah, slightly into the over or maybe a Panthers team total over.
Yeah, I think the Panthers team total over is the way to go. I'm certainly leaning Panthers. I don't think this is, you know, you look at this one and you say, like, the Titans were 10.5-point favourites against the Tigers last week with no, you know, Connie Hurrell and stuff. And this Panthers side, in my opinion, is a lot better than that Titans side if you look, you know, down the roster. And it's the same line. And you know, that total for the Titans game last week was, I think, 44.5. The Panthers can certainly put on points. Plus, you've got Cleary kicking goals, who's an absolute deadeye. I think he's like 90% on the season or something. So, yeah, that's the only way I could look. So I'm leaning over. 41.5 seems really low to me. Plus, you've got the added incentive that the Tigers, you know, it's a bit of a letdown spot for them. They had a big win last week, you know, against the Titans. You know, do they just say, well, yeah, pat yourselves on the back and, you know, a bit of a letdown here, tough to travel to Pepper Stadium and put in a good effort. So certainly leaning out of Panthers team total over, that's for sure. I think they might roll the Tigers this week.
Yep, so sounds like we've seen a fair bit of value on the board. We're going to put our heads together. And what we do every week is now we've discussed it initially. Now we're going to get a final agreement between ourselves. That's off air, unfortunately. I think, well, fortunately for most of you, you don't want to stare at our mugs any longer.
But then we do.
Yeah, it does actually take a while. And then once we agree on the sides, then we scour the lands, every single bookie, every single market, and find the best prices. And then we post that every Thursday morning and give you guys at least 10, sometimes 20 plus best bets for the round. And our form's actually been scratchy the last 3 rounds. I think, you know, and yeah, close last to 50-50 in our plays. Yeah, last couple of rounds. So we really are looking to bounce back because we're at 69% on the season. So we're winning more than well over more than 2 out of 3 of our tips. And even tonight, we're going to post the side that we're leaning for head-to-head bets. In all 8 games, we're going to post a crown bet multi, a head-to-head multi. We're going to have multis on William Hill because they've also got a money-back special if you lose a leg. 365, we've got the multi bonus. So it's all happening in the group. So you need to join, yeah, the pod 2.0. And the link is in the description. And, yeah, then Winnie, myself, I'll be trying to, you know, take hold of the reins for the next 3 weeks and steer
good
us
luck
through. So we'll have a couple solo pods, mate. So yep, wish you plenty of fun and a safe trip in Thailand. So come
much
back to us with all your genitals and, yourself.
I'm just hoping I'll come back at this point, so that'll be the main thing. Whether or not I'm missing organs or not is yet to be seen. But, yeah, look, yeah, I can't stress enough. Join the group, guys. And, I mean, you know, obviously sports betting is no guarantee, but I can almost guarantee that if you play every single one of our plays for the rest of the season, you will not be down in the next 5 weeks, that's for sure, and through finals as well. I mean, we killed it in the finals last year. I was actually away for finals last year, but Jacob killed it in finals last year. You will not lose money being in our group if you follow our tips. And there are gun tipsters on all sorts of sports in there. Plus, we're giving away, you know, heaps of cash giveaways. We're going to do, you know, a giveaway for eSports for those guys that like eSports. We're going to organize a comp for that. Plus $50 for every single NRL game. Heaps of bonus bets, cash to give away. So make sure you join the group. Link is in the post. And that should do it for this week. You got anything else, mate?
Thanks for tuning in, lads. Legal.
Legal. See you guys.